This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 125, Losing the Lure. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today? How are your dogs doing? Maybe some of you have a dog and you've built a bond with them. You've taught them to do some really cool things and are here to learn a new tip. Welcome. I know some of you are preparing to get a dog and you're excited about that, and we're excited for you. So we're glad you're here. Maybe you have the pickup date and you're trying to learn all you can beforehand. I applaud you for your efforts in preparing. You'll be glad that you did. Perhaps you have a dog you are struggling with and wondering, why did I want a dog again? Does anybody fit in that category? I think most people, just to let you know, hit that question at some point or another, especially in the beginning when you're trying to figure out a daily routine and schedule that works for both you and your dog. So don't worry if that's how you're feeling, it passes. And the more you spend time with your dog and bond with them and find success in training, the more you get back to, oh yeah, this is why I wanted a dog. So some days are good and some days are not going to be so good in the beginning, and that's pretty normal. No matter your circumstance, I'm super glad you're here at the podcast. I love, love, love talking dogs and hope that you find what you're looking for today in our podcast. I've recorded over 100 episodes so far. They're all available for free to help anyone who has a dog. So check that out. And I've tried to title the podcast episodes so that they're easy to find the topic that you're looking for. Just recognize there's a lot of them. Today, I want to go over the basics of teaching a dog a new behavior and discuss the art of luring. So what is it? How is it useful? What do we mean when we say lose the lure, and why is that important? Now, the four steps to teaching any new behavior to a dog are: first, we teach it, right? That means we get the behavior. We show the dog what it is we're wanting them to do. After that, we name it, meaning we put the behavior on cue. We assign it a word, and when we say that word, it's attached to the behavior that we want. Now, the third step is to lose the lure. So as we talked about teaching the behavior, we're going to use luring today. That's what we're discussing. There's many different ways to get a behavior, but today we're going to talk about luring. And in that third step, we want to lose the lure. So you might hear that phrase sometimes in dog training, and today I want to discuss what that means. But basically, it's removing your assistance. The dog will hear the word and do the behavior. But in the beginning, as we teach it, we're going to help them do that behavior. So we're going to employ the art of luring. And then the final step is to generalize, which is basically proofing the behavior, meaning my dog will sit on grass, they'll sit on carpet, they'll sit if I'm out on a sidewalk, on a walk. They'll sit when, you know, whatever circumstances we are in, they know the word sit means sit. So today, again, let's focus on losing the lure. But to start off with, like, what is luring, right? We need to know that first. So luring means putting a desirable reward near your dog's nose, and you're moving it slowly such that your dog follows it into the position you desire them to be in. For example, if I want my dog to sit, I can hold a food reward right above my dog's nose and slowly move it up to the ceiling over their eye level until they put their rear end on the floor. So as you try this, and if you want to get out a little food reward and try it right now, you can put the food on your dog's nose, move that food up and over their head a little bit higher towards the ceiling. As your dog looks up to get that treat, they are inclined to sit. Now, the second they do, I mark yes and pay them the food reward. This means I just lured my dog into the sitting position. Make sense? Now, this is a great way to teach new behavior because we can get it pretty quickly. So I can produce a piece of food, get my dog interested in the food, and then move that hand however I need to get my dog to follow it into the position I'm looking for. Now, once my dog can do the behavior and I've marked yes multiple times, that's when I start to name it. That's when I start to put it on cue. So my new pattern looks like this. I'll say, sit, that's my cue. I'm going to lure my dog into position using a little piece of food reward. They're not eating the food, I'm holding it in my hand and my dog's just following it. Once they sit, then I say yes, and now I pay them the food. I'm going to repeat that multiple times. That will help my dog associate the word sit with the action of sitting. So notice I'm saying the word, that's the cue, sit, and I'm helping my dog into position with the lure. So I'm saying the cue, I'm luring them into position. I'm saying the cue, I'm luring them into position. After multiple times of that, my dog's going to start to understand that the cue sit means I want them to go into the sit position, and they're not going to need that lure anymore to get them to do it. They're going to recognize the verbal cue and guess the behavior. It does take time and it takes repetition. So definitely pay attention to your puppy and how they're responding to you to help them learn these new cues that we're introducing them to. So at this point, my dog now knows the new word sit and how to do it successfully. The next step in the training process is to remove or lose the lure. Basically lose the help I've been giving my dog. Let's see if they can do it with just the cue and a possible hand signal, but no more bribe. I want to say sit, my dog sits, and then I reward them or pay them for making such a good choice. And I want to pay them well. I want them to keep choosing that choice. I want them to know it's worth it. Now, the cool part about this pattern of learning is we can use it to teach our dogs a wide variety of behaviors in a positive way. The possibilities are many. Depending on the behavior and how our dog is doing with the learning, we can break it down into smaller steps if needed so our dog continues to have fun and therefore wants to keep trying. Let me give you an example where you might need to break it into several smaller steps, right? Luring a dog into a sit is pretty straightforward. Most dogs can get it with just that one step. Now, let's look at the behavior of roll. Roll for me means the dog goes onto their back with all four paws up in the air. So they're not rolling completely over. I want them to roll onto their backs and put their paws in the air. I like this behavior because I can groom my dog's belly. I can trim their nails. Maybe they just enjoy a belly rub, or maybe they like me to stroke their ears and it can be a relaxing position for them. So it's also a cute trick, I know. But that's how we use roll in our program. So if I want to teach my dog to do that, it might take several steps. For example, some dogs do not naturally love going over on their backs. We can take it a step at a time by luring them into a down, encouraging them to look over their shoulder. So that head turn, as I can lure the dog's head just to look sideways as they're in the down position, might be that first step that I mark yes and reward. I would do that several times until my dog is comfortably laying down, looking over their shoulder. And they know that that's what's getting them the reward. And then I'll take it a step further because they're now comfortable with laying down and looking over their shoulder. I might take that lure a little bit higher over their back so that they're having to look back just even a tiny bit further. And as they do so, I'll now mark yes. So the next step would be marking as they roll onto their side. So if they look far enough over their shoulder, up and over their back, they're going to roll over onto their side. I would mark yes and reward that multiple times. I'm not cueing anything at this point. I'm just luring them, but I'm luring them in stages until my dog is successful. So the final step could then be, if they're on their side, is just to lure them a little bit further until all four paws are in the air. That's the point I'd mark yes, reward them. Again, doing that multiple times, and then I can start to cue it. So once I get the behavior, remember it's important to teach the behavior first. And it took me four steps or so to get to that final behavior of my dog being on their back. So it wasn't just one step of luring. I broke it into smaller steps and rewarded along the way so my dog would not be frustrated. But eventually you're getting them onto their backs, all four paws are in the air. That's when it's time to put it on cue. So we would say roll, then I lure my dog onto their back with their paws in the air. I mark yes, and I pay them. And I'll repeat that multiple times until my dog is starting to associate the word roll with the action. You can start to see when they get it because the behavior comes quickly. You start to say roll, and before you're even done saying roll, they're guessing, oh yeah, and this is that one where I roll onto my back. And then we can start to lose the lure or the help that we're giving them. So typically I say, you know, get the behavior, and you're losing the lure within a session or two. Now that's pretty quick. I'm not keeping the lure alive for weeks on end. I'm doing it in the first initial sessions, and then I'm losing it. And I'm helping my dog just hear the word and seeing if they know the behavior from the verbal cue. Now it's okay, absolutely, to use a hand signal if you like. Some people like to keep the hand signal alive forever, totally fine. Other people like to lose the hand gestures or the hand help as well. A good bridge action if you're helping a dog get from, you know, being able to hear a cue and do a behavior might be to use an empty hand lure. So with a lure, technically we have food in our hand and we're showing our dog exactly what to do and they're following the food. The next step to losing that lure might be they need a little bit of help still, but we don't want to completely help them, so I just get rid of the food in my hand and I lure them with my hand. It looks like I'm holding food, but I'm not. And that can be a good bridge if your dog's struggling when you start to drop the lure. So always pay attention to how your dog is doing. Try to keep their frustration low, again, by rewarding the simple steps to the overall behavior. I also like to keep the repetitions in a row low. So I like to give my dog what I call a training recess by playing tug or hide and go seek a few times between reps. This keeps the learning fun and my dog stays more engaged in the training session. All right, now why is it important to lose the lure? Like, does it really matter? Is it that big of a deal? I would say yes. We start by showing our dog what to do, but it really is nice to get to the point where my dog will respond to a verbal cue without my help. I don't want to always be moving my hand to show my dog what to do, and I don't always want to have food in my hand to bribe my dog to do something. I want my dog to do something, and then I'll pay them really well for it so that they can expect that payment, and they'll know that it's a worthwhile behavior to choose to do, but I don't want my dog to be dependent on, I've got to see that food, Amy, or I'm not doing that. Make sense? Now that you know the basic pattern to teach your dog a new behavior, I want you to pick something new this week. Have some fun. It's colder where I live. We're indoors more. Baxter's got some extra energy. So I'm going to be doing this along with you, but I want you to teach your dog a cue for a new behavior and then go with it. Go through those steps that I taught you today. You're going to get the behavior. Okay. We're going to name the behavior. Then we're going to lose the lure. And then we're going to generalize the behavior. But focus on losing that lure. Yes, absolutely. It's 100% okay to use a lure to teach a dog a new behavior. We just want to eventually lose it if we can and just use a cue. All right, you guys, I would love to see your videos of this. So after you've picked a behavior you want to teach your dog and you've put it on cue, record it for me, post it on Instagram or Facebook, and then tag at Baxter and Bella, BaxterAndBella. So I'll be sure to see it. I would love to watch you guys progress. Have a great week and happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.